which is the college essay. And I think this is the most important part of your college application, only because it's the one part that you can control at the moment of your college application. Because your SAT scores are basically done. Your activities, basically done. Your awards, you've got those. You know, you can't really control those. But when you're writing the college application and you're submitting it, the one part that is fully controllable by you at the time is the essay. And so that means a lot to the person reading it. And I'm not sure what makes a good essay, because there's so many different types. I know what doesn't make a good essay from experience and from reading other people's essays. Essays should show something about who you are, how you think, or what you do. But it should never, ever be a list of your accomplishments. That is like the worst, biggest faux pas of college application writing, is to make it like, so when I was in ninth grade, I won this award, and then I went on to win this award, and then I joined this team, and I became captain. And those essays are terrible for two reasons. They're kind of boring. And because you can, there are other places in the college app where you can list your accomplishments. They have a whole section called activities and awards. And that's where you put them down. You do not write them in your essay, because that's not the place for them. The essay is a place for you to show something that these awards and these titles can't, which is your personality, how you think. I have two samples of essays that I wrote. This is the one I wrote for Princeton, and this is an essay I wrote about color guard, which was a big experience in my life, that I wrote for the UCs. Just a little bit about the difference between college apps, UC, and private school. UC has one application that you submit to all the UCs. So you only have to write two essays, and then you just click send, and you send it to all the UCs at once, and you pay for each additional application. So it's easier. It's way easier to submit to like seven UCs, because you only have to write two essays. But if you want to apply to private schools, most of them use the Common App, and I encourage you all, when you get to get home, to look at commonapp.org, which is what you'll be on this constantly next year for you seniors. Commonapp.org is the, oh yes, let's see, is there a pen? It's commonapp.org.
Common
App, yeah. And that's the big thing that you, as a, if you're planning to apply to private schools, .org. And if you're applying to private schools, that is the place that you will be going. You set up an account, and what it shows you is actually the entire application. You can look at the essays for next year. You can look at, you know, how the little activities and awards section goes. So that's, and then you can see all the questions for the essays, and that's the big important part. Let's see. So in terms of applying, UCs, it's much easier, and if that's where you really want to go, you're set with two essays. And then I'd like to take a little side note and talk about how many colleges you should apply to, because that's a big question for a lot of people, is how many should I apply? It costs $60 to, you know, $70 per application, per school. So you have to think about, how much money am I willing to spend just to get into college? I applied to 9 schools, and I only applied to one UC, which was Berkeley, and the rest were private schools. Most people, that number is statistically low. It's a little bit on the low side. Most of my friends apply to anywhere between 11 to 15. I know kids who apply to 17, 20, and that's excessive. Don't apply to more than 17, because that's a lot of money, and you're only going to one. So think about that. I count the UCs as all one, because there's only one application, so you can apply to multiple UCs with the same app. You have to pay multiple fees. So if it's a financial issue, which it shouldn't be, you might have to think about that. And then every private college, it's a little bit different. And with every private college on the Common App, what it is, it's just basically one application too, but each private school has a supplemental section where they ask for more essays, more about yourself. For instance, NYU, which is a school I applied to and got into, in their supplemental section of the Common App, they had short answer questions. One of them was, write a haiku or a poem about yourself. That was their college app. Write a haiku about yourself. The other question they asked was, if your life was a movie, what would the title be? And what would it be about? And they're like, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do, right? Some other colleges will ask for additional essays. For instance, University of Chicago, which is a great school, by the way. I didn't apply to it, but they are known for the wackiest college application essay questions on the planet. Everyone's like, did you hear that UC, did you see that UC Chicago essay? What was that about? For instance, one of their questions last year or the year before was, how did you get caught? That was it. And you're like, I don't know. What are you trying to show? But what they're trying to ask you for is basically to think out of the box. They want to see how people think, view themselves and how people react to this kind of challenge. The question that I answered for Brown University was, what don't you know? That was the question. Harvard, luckily and kind of unluckily, has the most open-ended supplemental essay question you can have. It just says, give us an additional essay about anything you feel like. And you think, like, oh, that's easy, I'll just throw in another one. But what they're doing, that's actually a challenge, because now you have the pressure of, what essay should I send? What do they want? You don't know what they want. You don't know how they're going to judge you. So it's both a gift and a curse, Harvard's supplemental essay. And they do expect you, even though it says it's not required, to submit multiple essays. So you submit your Common App essay, which is sent to every single college you apply to. And then with every private college, you send supplemental essays. And more about the essays, I will, after the thing, you can take a look at what
you
these...
Pass.
I could pass it around, but I think I just want people to
have attention.
No. I didn't want to print out multiple copies because I'm, as a writer, I am very sensitive to copyright and personal sort of like property rights. I know it's kind of crazy. But like, yeah, plagiarism and stuff like that. So I've only put out one copy, unfortunately. But what you can do is, this is what my mother did to help me. She actually went online and searched for college essays. And there's sites that have published thousands, hundreds of essays from Harvard, Princeton, Brown, Columbia, any school, you know, that from kids who got admitted. And some of those essays are the best things I've ever read. Like, really, there some of them on there are really good. Some of them, not so good. But you can see the range. You can see what they want in their students. If that's a really good way of finding out, you know, what a good application essay sounds like. A little bit about the essays I wrote. The one that I wrote for Princeton was in response to a quote, because they asked me, this is a supplemental essay I wrote for Princeton. The quote is, some questions cannot be answered. They become familiar weights in the hand, round stones pulled from pockets, unyielding and cool. And then at the little bottom said, please write an essay in reaction to this quote, explaining, you know, how you use this quote as a jumping point to describe an incident that relates to your life. And what I did was I wrote about a schizophrenic and reading the letters of a schizophrenic person. And if you don't know what schizophrenia is, it is a mental disorder. And it was something that happened to me in AP Psych. And what it did was it inspired me to realize that science and technology can't answer all questions. You know, some questions cannot be answered. But what could answer those questions was writing. And so I ended up talking about my passion for writing and how I believe that writing is a way of connecting to people who are different from you and really able to get into their heads. And so it's a little bit abstract. An easier one, for this is more relatable because you'll definitely be writing this essay, is write about an activity that you've done and how it's influenced you. That activity for me was color guard. And so I wrote a 2-page essay on my experiences in guard. And that's one of the most common ones. It'll be on your UC, it'll be on your Common App essay. It's one of the most common questions is, write about something you've experienced and how that's influenced how you think. That is the generic college app question. And so my tip for thinking about, this is specific to upcoming seniors, because anybody else in this room really should be trying to experience life before they reflect on it. So you guys are doing your reflection period. And what I suggest to you guys is to take a look, make a list essentially of experiences that have really been meaningful to you and how that's influenced you, and just make a list and then kind of pick like which one would be, you know, something I could easily write about, you know, something that I would like to share to other people that really says something about me. So like it could be a sports team, it could be one incident, like this time that I went to the movies with a friend kind of thing. It doesn't have to be the most profound, greatest experience. You didn't have to meet the president, even though I had a friend who met the president, George Bush, not Obama, but he met the president. I was like, you are going to go to any college you want. He ended up not going to the college that he wanted, but he did meet the president. So it doesn't matter the intensity of the experience or the prestige of the experience. It matters how you interpret it. Some of the best essays I've ever read are about the simplest things. A great essay from a girl who went to Harvard was about her looking at her ballet shoes. And that was the essay. It was about her trying to give up dance and how she couldn't do it because she loved it so much. But she knew she had to because she couldn't keep becoming a dancer. She wanted to do other things with her life. And it was so powerful and moving to me that I was like, I was crying. I was like, oh my gosh, but it's just the simplest thing. I wrote an essay about food. Like, I like food. And, you know, I like to tell a story. There's on my mom's college application essay search, she found a quote from an admissions officer that said, I once read a college application essay about olives. The guy wrote about olives and how good they tasted and the different types. That guy was admitted. So it's kind of like wacky, cool topics. Even if you think your like life is really generic, like if you want to write an essay about your parents or your culture, like being Asian, that's a very, very, what do you call it, mineable topic for a lot of us, you know, being Asian American, that's totally fine, and you can do it. And it doesn't matter that it's like an experience that everybody writes about, as long as you write about you. I really encourage you to find experiences that are uniquely you, because those are the type that no one else can write about. I don't know how many people can write about reading the letters of a schizophrenic, you know? That's something that's really uniquely me. Any questions about college app essays, college apps, please keep asking that, like, questions. Yeah, go ahead.
So what are they really looking to for the essay? Do you look into your writing skills or your life?
Oh, that's a good question.
Your personality?
I don't know. College to college, I don't know, but I can give you a general assessment of how I've seen. You definitely have to be able to write well. There's an expectation at the higher levels, if you're applying to do like high UCs and high private schools, that you can write well. So you have to proofread. Those essays, multiple drafts, probably 40 easily. Just re-edits and re-edits. And the most painful essay I ever had to write was this color guard essay, because color was something that was so important to me, but I couldn't explain it. I couldn't explain it to another crowd. Like, I just didn't know. And so I spent all of Thanksgiving break banging my head against the wall. My mom's yelling at me like, come on, you have to work. And I'm like, I can't write about it. I don't know what to say. And everything sounds bad. But then like I pushed through it. It was a whole day, like hours and hours of work. And finally, I came up with something. And finally, I said, OK, this is something to work with. And so you really have to push, and you have to edit for grammar mistakes. And the most embarrassing thing I have to admit is that in my Common App essay, after I looked at it, after it had been submitted to Harvard, Princeton, and all the other colleges, I found typos. And I was like, oh my god, I am screwed. I missed words. There's a subject verb agreement error. What have I done? I'm screwed. And somehow it managed to slip by them. And what I found is a lot of people found typos in their essays afterward, and it feels awful because you're like, I spent so much time that I just missed it. Because you're spending so much time, your eyes just start glazing over. So my tip for when you're actually writing them is get help from other people. You know, that's where a lot of college application counselors come in, because they want to like help you with your essays. But you don't need to pay someone $3,000 for that. You can easily get it from a friend who's, I encourage you, parents are a good resource, but naturally, some parents, their English skills are not as good. And so for you guys, going to your parents for essay editing might not be the best idea, because you want someone who's really fluent, naturally fluent, like born English person.
And to write well.
And to help you write. So sorry, parents, but you might have to trust your kid.
You can find typos, no problem.
You can find typos, yes, but you also might, there's a language, there's a fluidity of language that is hard for second language learners to get. And so what I did for me, the person who helped me with my essays the most was my friend who went to Harvard. I'm really close with him, and so I didn't know he was going to go to Harvard yet, but we were working with each other, constant back and forth, like, could you take a look at this essay? Could you look at this? How does it sound? You know, and establish a rapport with your friends and your teachers, if they're not busy. I'll get to teachers later. Any adults, anybody who you feel who knows you well enough and is strong in their writing capabilities. And who is not afraid to tell you that something is wrong. That's another thing with parents, is that you might feel like, you know, you want your child to be portrayed the best way, and you might not see certain errors because of that. But if, for me, I had my friend who's, you know, very good at English, very smart guy, and he would just tell me straight off, like, this essay is no good. This essay sucks. You can't turn this one in. It's bad. And then I'll look at it and be like, you're right. It's awful, and scrap it. And you have to have people who are willing to tell you that your writing is poor. And so Asian parents might be able to do that, but I highly suggest for kids is just to let them make connections with their friends and people, because you can pay someone $3,000 to tell you, you know, that you need to invest more in your analysis, or your friend could say, like, I think that's a little bit shallow, and it's the same advice, just said differently. Any other questions? I know you have questions. I'll go with her first.
How long should a college essay be?
Good. Thank goodness you asked that. Most college essays have a word limit. 500 words is the general word limit. So they'll say, write an essay no longer than 500 words about your experiences. This one was around 500 plus a little bit. And that one was like 500 plus a little bit. So that's like 400. That's a 400 word essay. So they're usually about 2 pages double spaced, or 1.5. Your question, sir?
Yes. How many days do you have for essay?
How many days did I take?
For submitting,
what do you mean?
How long? What is the time limit?
Time limit. Time limit. Like about the for the college app, you mean?
Yeah, the due date. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You can start whenever. You can start now. You can start 3 months ahead of time and start writing your essay and save it on a Word document. The page doesn't really expire. Like, there's no time limit. It's not like a lot of tests where you have to take it between, you know, September 30th and just, you know, like October 1st, for example. It's not like that. You have basically for upcoming seniors, juniors, and sophomores, you guys are, don't start on your college essays yet, you have to live life, remember. For the seniors, you can start now. Actually, starting now would not be a bad idea. You know, just start thinking about it. You don't have to come up with full drafts. You could start the day before it's due. I know people who've done that. Bad idea, though. So there's no time limit, but the due dates change every year, but for the UCs, they're usually due at the end of November.
But how long before can you get the
essay?
The essay prompt. Okay. UCs is available. The essay prompts are available in October, and Common App is available very soon. Gosh, it might be already available. I don't know. If you go check, August 1st. Okay, good. Good that you know that. August 1st. They're available really soon. So, Common App. That's the private schools again. Available very soon. UC is available in mid-October.
The due date is in December.
The due date for UCs is in November, end of November, and the due date for most private schools is the first day of January or the second day of January. And some other colleges are a little bit different. Some colleges will say like second week of January, other things like that. It varies college to college, but most colleges that are on the Common App are due January 1st, midnight.
A few months to prepare.
For the younger kids, again, like I said, live life, do stuff, and for the older ones, who are going to be seniors, reflect. Start reflecting, because now it's the time to think about what you've done. Even if you've done nothing, think about how you can spin that nothing into something. Any other questions?